Welcome to this programme in our series of podcasts reflecting highlights from recent discussions in NCSL in Dialogue. Talk to Learn's online community for national education debate, accessed by more than 16,000 school leaders every month.
Developing gifted and talented education should be a school-wide responsibility. So, how can leading teachers ensure the task is widely embraced? Lynn Bull, a National Strategies Regional Advisor, was in the hot seat for Talk to Learn's recent debate on gifted and talented and the role of the leading teacher in particular. Ensuring that gifted and talented pupils' needs are met is the responsibility of every teacher, she said, because its scope is wide.
The ideal leading teacher is one who's in a position to drive the strategic planning at all levels and work with key colleagues to increase challenge in teaching and learning in all classrooms for gifted and talented pupils and thereby for all pupils.
Veronica Kitson, leading teacher in a secondary school in Norfolk, described how teamwork on gifted and talented was becoming embedded in her school.
Each department is to include gifted and talented as an agenda item for meetings and also has a gifted and talented rep to whom any information concerning a particular subject area is passed. It's a big role for one teacher to think they can tackle solo,
she agreed.
It's something that needs the cooperation of the whole school.
Sandra Sutherland, a special educational needs coordinator and gifted and talented leading teacher in a junior school in Warwickshire, highlighted how her school had incorporated gifted and talented into school planning.
The bulk of my time has been spent managing our provision for children with special educational needs until now. But I am committed to the idea that gifted and talented children also need to be catered for. This view has been accommodated in our teaching and learning responsibility structure, which means that I am overall pupil progress leader, responsible for support and intervention for the whole spectrum of ability.
Rebecca Pantony, leading teacher in a primary school in West Sussex, saw supporting and advising the team as a key task.
I agree that everyone within the school who is responsible for managing a subject should be including provision for more able and gifted and talented children. I am beginning to lead and motivate the rest of my staff on how they can put the appropriate provision in place and where they can find suitable resources to support staff with ideas for teaching. I am trying to create my role as someone from whom they can get up-to-date ideas.
Like several contributors, Catherine Champion, inclusion leader at a primary in Essex, is responsible for special needs as well as gifted and talented. The way the dual role is organised enables her to gather intelligence across the school.
I have a 0.5 teaching commitment, which is shared between groups of children with SEN and groups of gifted and talented. This has the advantage of not immediately identifying which end of the spectrum will be working with me and gives me a really good overview of the provision for all vulnerable groups.
Talk to Learn has over 120,000 members. If you'd like to join, visit www.ncsl.org.uk/online-communities.